the transpirator affixed to his face, Plagueis moved with agile purpose through the stone-cold rooms that had housed 20 years of experiments. Most of the cages and cells were empty now, the captives they had contained released. He wondered if Sojourn's Greel forests would become a kind of laboratory, a great scarlet wood medium for mutant evolution. 114D shuffled past him on the way to the courtyard, alloy storage boxes piled high in its quartet of appendages.
"Be certain that all the data has been permanently deleted,"
Plagueis said. The droid nodded.
"I will make certain for the third time, Magister Damask."
"And 4D, carry my instructions to the Sun Guards that I will contact them on Thersus."
"I will see to it, Magister."
Plagueis entered the room that had served as his meditation chamber. Though the high-ceilinged space was already fixed in his memory, he studied the few pieces of furniture in silence, as if searching for some detail that had escaped his notice. His eyes lingered on the small antechamber in which he and Sidious had been sitting when they had brought about the shift, and the strength of that memory was such that he was catapulted into a moment of intense reverie. For some time, he had been aware that Sidious had grown critical of his fixation with unraveling the secrets of life and death. Surely Sidious felt as if Plagueis had made himself too much of a project, often to the neglect of the grand plan. That Plagueis had come to place more importance on his own survival than that of the Sith. Meanwhile, to Sidious had fallen the responsibility for arranging and executing the schemes that would place the two of them in power on Coruscant. Sidious directing galactic events in much the same way that Plagueis was overseeing the currents of the dark side. And yet the arrangement was as it should be. For Sidious had a gift for subterfuge that surpassed the talents of any of the Sith lords who had preceded him, including Bane. Plagueis found irony in the fact that Sidious had come to feel about him as he himself had felt about Tenebris at the end of his long apprenticeship. Tenebris trusted more in Bith science and computer projections than he had in the Sith arts. But Plagueis understood, too, that the time had come for him to rejoin the world and stand with Sidious to see this most important phase of the plan to fruition. Palpatine's ascendancy to the Chancellorship and the unprecedented appointment of Higo Damask as co-chancellor of the Republic. Ageless Higo Damask, as it would ultimately emerge. When that was behind them, they could turn to the bigger task of obliterating the Jedi Order. Master Dooku's dithering over leaving the Order came as no surprise. Yoda had taken Dooku from Sereno, but he had failed to take Sereno from Dooku. 20 years earlier, Plagueis had seen the stirrings of the dark side in him, and had attempted since, whenever and wherever possible, to coax more of those latent powers to the surface. At Caladan, in clandestine partnership with the local governor and members of the Death Watch, to lure the Jedi into an ultimately hopeless confrontation with the true Mandalorians, at Yenchor and Malastare, and most recently through Sidious's efforts at Asmeru and Eriadu. Already strong in the Force, trained in combat, and a diplomat as well, Dooku might have made for a powerful partner under different circumstances, except for the fact that Dooku, unlike the Dathomiri Zabrak whom Sidious had trained, would never be content to serve as an apprentice or a mere assassin. He would demand to become a true Sith, and that would lead to trouble. A better course of action would be to allow Dooku to find his own way to the dark side, whatever version of it might be accessible to him through study of the Sith holocrons the Jedi possessed. Better to have him leave the Order of his own accord and become the benevolent spokesperson for the disenfranchised, as one might expect from a being of high status. Yes, better to let him persuade worlds and systems to secede from the Republic and foment a civil war into which the Jedi could be drawn.